Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Festival, if you don't know, it's a summer street party that they've been having here at Waterford City, taking over the place for over 30 years every August bank holiday weekend. It's a free weekend of art, music, and there's a parade and fireworks on the Sunday. TV Honan is the director of Spree. Welcome.
Hi, welcome to Waterford.
TV, they don't call you telly or anything for short.
No, they don't. I just got two of those initials that technology overtook.
Thomas Vincent,
yeah.
Is the TV. And you're a Clare man originally.
I am, from Ennis, County Clare, yeah.
And what brought you to Waterford?
I came as a woodwork teacher many years ago, and then drifted into the theatre business. We started a company called Red Kettle Theatre Company. Yeah. And after, I don't know, 7 or 8 years of that, I wanted to move on, do other things. And we started taking the art out in the street, the performance out in the street.
And as you say, many years ago, many recessions ago, when it comes to Waterford, because it kind of comes out of a recession, doesn't it, the Spree Festival?
Yeah, it kind of came in the 90s, just as Red Kettle had come in the 80s. And I suppose one of the things is, and people will recognise this all over the country, for those of a certain vintage, you know, we got really good people because they didn't have jobs to go to.
I see.
And yeah, we got really talented people, and it kind of took off, do you know?
Where did the name Spree come from?
There was a man called Doughy Kimber who came here from the UK, and he became more Irish than the Irish themselves, learned the Irish language. He suggested the name. And at the first meeting, someone said, that's great, it'll rhyme with 93. And a naysayer at the meeting said, but it won't rhyme with 94. And the person said, don't worry about it, we'll probably never do it again. It was that random, you know, it was that random. We just wanted to create a bit of crack on the streets.
Yeah.
And we had been, thankfully, with Red Kettle, selling a lot of seats indoors. But I knew there was a whole audience. We weren't reaching people who were nervous about going into a theatre or an art centre for one reason or another.
See, yeah.
So we decided we'll put it outside Penny's, or we'll put it where the people are. And that first year we had 4 shows. We put on 4 events. And this year we'll have 130 free shows over the next 3 days.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary success. And to think that you used basically the FOSS unemployment scheme to pay them in the first year.
We got a FOSS unemployment scheme, and there were 12 of us signed on. And we didn't realise that it would come through so fast. We had no premises. So the first week when people came to work, they came to my house, they came through the front door, they went out the back door, and we built the first show, or started building the first show, in the garden. And the FOSS man used to come every Friday with a clipboard to check that everyone was there. And it was the weirdest thing. Like, when you look back on it, like, Ireland has got so bureaucratic these days that it was so informal then, yeah, that you could start something with a bit of vibrancy, and that you went to someone's house. We got a premises a couple of weeks later, once we got our you-know-what together.
The 90s were like a real kind of throbbing place here at Waterford, wasn't it, in terms of music? Yeah, it was clubs and nightlife. All sorts of massive acts were coming here.
Yeah, I mean, like, you think of acts like The Prodigy and Underworld and
at the
bands
top of
like
their
that.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, the dance scene was, you see, had broken out all over the UK, the rave scene and stuff like that. And that came to Ireland too, and it came to Cork with Sir Henry's, and it came to Waterford with places like Metroland and Dublin and the venues there. But these massive acts were coming through, and that was going on side by side with what we were doing.
Yeah.
It was going on side by side with what Red Kettle were doing. And then there was all these young bands coming as well. So it was a lively time.
Someone who's bringing a performance is beside you here, Rachel Lee Vrenon. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Because you're very interested in this area of the decline of nightlife in Waterford, all over the place. But the place like the Forum, there were big venues here that did huge shows, like the likes of TV are telling.
Absolutely, yeah. When I was a teenager, the Forum was still the place to be, maybe only for a few more years after my time. But yeah, I remember Calvin Harris coming when I was in fifth or sixth year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was the big talk at the lunch table in school, you know, who was going to go see Calvin Harris in Waterford, which is insane.
Yeah.
I didn't go, and I feel like a fool now because I didn't realise that things were going to be tapering off quite as much as they then did in terms of nightlife in Waterford.
So you didn't get to enjoy, or too young to have enjoyed the nightclub scene?
Yeah, we had a little bit of it, but it was only when I went over to London then around the age of 19 I realised what clubbing actually meant and how different it was and how late you could stay out, and that it wasn't this big big, bad, scary thing to stay out till 4 a.m. It was quite a nice thing to do. If anything, it's quite scary when everyone gets thrown onto the streets at 2 a.m.
and we're all mixing. Isn't drinking, it's dancing.
It's very much dancing, and I work as a dancer, so that's always been my interest on a night out. And I think for people also who don't work as dancers, it's a place to go and mingle and to get some energy out and to just bump into like-minded people and maybe meet a new person, maybe make up with an old friend, yeah. maybe just make memories
Shake
together.
Shake off your inhibitions.
Absolutely.
And kind of get over yourself a little bit. So tell us about what you're going to do for Spree.
So tonight we have Dancing at the Crossroads, and that is an event that's celebrating the huge, like, thriving dance scene in Waterford. So it's a mixture of lots of different dance artists who, like, live and work here and teach classes here. We've also got a community cast involved, and we've got an amazing DJ called Orchid who would be very involved in the Give Us the Night campaign. So Robbie is going to be DJing for us. So you'll have a pre-party and an after-party, and in the middle there'll be a show. And I really think it's going to blow people's socks off. It's an amazing dance show.
Literally a street party on the street.
Out on the street, on Michael Street. And the talent on stage is incredible, and the community cast are amazing.
That's pedestrianised anyway, is it?
It is.
Of water. So that's kind of a cool idea. And it's celebrating the kind of the clubs of yesteryear.
Exactly. And also throwing it all the way back to when we did have the crossroads where people would go and they would dance.
Yeah.
That's where my grandparents met, and my family lineage could start from there. And if it wasn't for that place where people from different counties meet and dance, we wouldn't have it. So it's a little bit of a throwback, and also looking to the future. We've got some young dancers as well performing. Just tell us, it's all about, like, planning for the future. We can't just forget about them as well.
People of my vintage will remember the clubs. The Roxy, Forum, Flow Motion, Metropole, Shakedown, Traffic, and others. What I love about the fact that you're here doing this in your home place, Rachel, is that you were working in a circus years ago, weren't you? And you heard people talking about some festival.
Yes, I was at an international circus forum. We were over in France, and somebody from Belgium told me, you know what would be a really good festival to bring your show to? Spree. It's in Ireland. It's the best thing ever. And I was looking at her like, are you crazy? That's my, like, annual festival that me and my family go to. I had no concept that this was so well known. I think it's easy for us from Waterford to take this festival for granted. It's always been there.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal. And really, if you take your time to look at the timetable and plan out what you want to go and see this weekend, you're going to have the most amazing 3 days. So I think people really just need to get involved, because it's right on your doorstep, and all around the world people know about this festival.
TV Honan, tell us what else people can enjoy.
Well, obviously, kind of, you mentioned it earlier on, the parade on Sunday night is really something special. I mean, this is a cast of 200 people, and those 200 people come from all walks of life. You know, there are nurses, there are teachers, there are students, there are truck drivers, there are all sorts of different things.
And
it's
dressed
just
up.
It's just so, I don't know, It's like you draw to the Mediterranean kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's just really, you know, like your part of the world, up in Monaghan and that, you know. Like when we were on the Red Kettle scene, we used to tour to Monaghan to the Louis Hall in those days.
The Louis Hall, which is no longer open.
Before the garage was built. Mm-hmm. And like it was, you remember as a kid growing up there, the vibrancy of the theatre scene.
Yeah,
people like the McCardles down around Carrickton Cross and
Lent,
places like that, and Castle Blaney, there was
a
big scene there. And I love that idea that ordinary people who do regular jobs, it's a bit like the GAA players. They do regular things and then do extraordinary things on football or hurling pitch. Well, it's the same thing in the arts in Ireland. Ordinary people who do regular jobs do extraordinary things in the arts, week in, week out. And Spree is kind of a manifestation of that, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a super fan of Spree here beside us. Kathleen, come on into us, Kathleen. Kathleen Doherty. Where are you from, Kathleen?
From Scotland. Living at the moment in Florida. Come back and forward to Waterford. My husband's from here. We had the kids here. We come back and forward, and this is still very much home.
You've never missed a Spree?
We've never missed a Spree, bar during COVID years when everything went quiet.
There was no Spree, so you've never missed one when it was on. And so you live in Florida now, but you lived in Waterford for a time.
Many years. My husband's from Cheek Point, Faithlake.
Faithlake.
Correct myself. I met him here. He's a musician, singer-songwriter. I met him here many years ago, and led astray by an Irish musician, and here I am.
I love what's going on with your accent.
It's a messed up one at this point.
What did you dress up as last year, your whole family?
Oh my goodness, we've been so many different things. The kid, we've been rock gods, we've been a family of maggots, we've been goodness knows what, we've been everything in between.
That's what TV is telling us about. You can dress up as anything and end up in the parade.
Well, and the wonderful thing is, if you're wearing a mask, you can just forget yourself.
You can
no
let
one knows
yourself
it's
go.
You.
I love it. Kathleen Doherty, thank you so much. And Dancing at the Crossroads is happening tonight on Michael Street at 9:30. Rachel Evrain on. Good luck and thank you so much. And
thank
TV
you.
Honan, congratulations.
Great to see you, thanks for coming down.
Thanks, Mo. We're live in Waterford City. The texts are coming in. 51551. I took part in the first spree in 1993 with the amazing percussionist Tommy Hayes. And I'm very grateful to TV Honan and his wonderful team for that memorable experience. That's from Louise.